Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
At that time, there came to Jesus some Sadducees, those who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the wife and raise up children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife. And Jesus said to them, The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are accounted worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now, he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to Lord Jesus Christ.
I shall be filled when I awake with the sight of your glory, O Lord. That, my dear friends, is the hope that we all have. It's talking about the resurrection. When I awake, you die and you wake up again. When you wake up again, I shall be filled when I awake with the sight of your glory, O Lord. That is something to look forward to. Today, dear friends, as I said at the beginning, we are on Sunday 32, which means we're heading towards the end to Sunday 34, the closing of the church year. And of course, the next Sunday after 34 is the first Sunday of Advent, the new cycle. And the church says this is a good time to reflect on rising again, dying and rising again. And so they give us today these readings from the second book of Maccabees and the story from the Gospel of Luke. You haven't lived life to the fullest until you have found something worth dying for. Luke Edison. I'll say it again. You haven't lived life to the fullest until you found something worth dying for. Does that make sense to you? That many of us, we just live and live and live and live, and we go on and then we die. We never really experience anything exceptional. But to say, now I believe in this. This is something that drives me and gives me life and courage to live. Then you can say, truly I have lived. So, in the first reading, we have the story of the seven real brothers from the book of Maccabees. And they put against a hypothetical seven other brothers, successively being husbands of the same woman. And both readings invite us to reflect on the resurrection of the dead. So I propose today, my dear friends, to first look at the creed
We will pray the creed again today, as we always do every Sunday. And at the end of the creed, we say something about the resurrection. And then I will look at the seven Maccabean brothers from the first reading. Only four I mentioned in today's reading, but the rest are there in that chapter 7. And then just a little thought on what does that all mean to you and me as Catholic Christians here in Dominica in 2019. So first, the creed. This is what the church says we believe, and we profess it every Sunday. And as I said before, in a few moments, we will stand and say, let us profess our faith, and we'll say, I believe in one God. And you know it by heart. Towards the end of that creed, what we say is, I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. Right? The four marks of the church. And then we say, I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. So the importance of baptism for us. And then we say this, listen well, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. I look forward. Not only do I believe in it, but I look forward to it. The resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Do you really look forward to the resurrection of the dead? I'm asking you now. Is it something you look forward to? I mean, when you say you look forward to something, something happens inside of you. When I say, for example, I look forward to going on vacation next month. Already my mind is on New York where I'm going. Already I think of the friends I'll meet. Already my heart is pounding. And I count down the days to that vacation. Not so? When I say, for example, I look forward to visiting my first grandchild born in Jamaica. Already your heart is so excited because your grandchild, when your grandchild, you're going to see them. There's an excitement about it. Or when you say, I'm going to meet my fiance. I live here and she lives in Australia. And I'm going to meet her and we're going to get married. My goodness, the excitement that is happening there already. I look forward to my new car. I look forward to my new job. I have been given up a raise and a position. When you look forward to that, you cannot stop talking about it because you're all excited. Am I with you? Are you with me? But when you say, I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, what happens to you? What happens to you? Does anything happen to you? Every Sunday, we pray those words in the creed. Do we feel anything? Do we really look forward to it? To say, God, I cannot wait to die so I can rise again. Was it Bob Marley who said, everybody wants to go to heaven? Nobody wants to die, exactly. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Am I looking forward to the day when I will leave this place and go back to my Father? Do I feel excited? Does my soul feel happy? Do I run and tell others about it? Guess what? The Lord is waiting for me, and I cannot wait to meet the Lord again. Or do I say, I'm so comfortable here, but dear God, I know you have to come, but don't come yet, you know. Pokofine no mokopawi. Kitamo wule wulu. Kitamo felavi mo ase. Ebe apwesa pitet apwesa. Ni pokofine no? Do I look forward to it? Or am I so concerned about this life that I don't really spare a thought for it? Although I say the words every Sunday and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead. Do I look forward to my own resurrection? Do I believe that I will rise again? Do I believe that I will rise again? That's the question, isn't it? I shall be filled when I awake with the sight of your glory, O Lord. That is someone who really believes in it and is looking forward to it. I shall be filled with the sight of your glory, O Lord, when I awake. And as I always say, dear friends, you must always have something to look forward to. Of all the things that I look forward to, does the resurrection, my resurrection, really excite me? And so if it does, how am I preparing for it? I'll come back to it, my dear friends, but first let me go to the first reading. Because you see, that is really, for me, that is the essence of today. The story about these seven, well, we have only four of them in the passage given to us from 2 Maccabees, who are defying the edict of the king in preference for their faith, not only in the God they believe, but in the resurrection. Maybe I should just give a little bit of a background. The whole story begins with the conquest of Alexander the Great about 330 years before Christ. And as a result, the whole world was sort of taken over and the Greeks controlled. And that part where the Jews lived, the Greeks were there. And because they were there, a lot of the Jews, almost all of them, wanted to fit in. So they did what the Greeks did. And they forgot their Hebrew religion. So they dressed like them, they went to the gymnasiums and so forth and did everything. And when this king, Antiochus Epiphanes, erected a pagan god where the Holy of Holies is in the temple, there were some Jews who were offended by it. They called it the abomination of desolation. And they would not agree to that. All the others said, it's all right. We want to fit in. And because we want to fit in, we forget God, our God. We forget our religion. And these seven brothers that I mentioned there now are among those who objected. Of course, part of the thing was because everybody's doing it, they would eat pig's flesh, which the Jews do not do, because they want to fit in. Be careful, you know, dear friends, because sometimes we want to fit in so much, we lose ourselves. Hear me well, eh? Hear me well. Because we want to fit in, because everybody's doing it, we forget what we are supposed to be doing because we so want to fit in. Hear me well, eh? We want to fit in the way we speak, the way we dress, the way we do things, and parties, etc., etc., because we want to fit in. Don't forget who you are. So these seven boys, with their mother, were brought before the king. And you're supposed to eat the flesh? And said, no, we're not eating it, because we believe in our God. You can do what you want, even kill us if you want. And as you heard them, one by one, they defied the king. So, the first one says, we are ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors. We are ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors. Meaning, you can kill us if you want, but we're not going to obey your orders because your orders are against the orders of our God. My dear friends, there is always a higher order. Sometimes we obey the laws of men and forget the laws of God. And then the second one said, you accursed fiend, you are depriving us of this present life, but the king of the world will raise us up to life again, resurrection. You are depriving us of this present life. You are killing us now. But our God will raise us up again. And therefore you can take this life if you want. Because the real life, life everlasting is coming. And our God will raise us up. And the third one said, it was from heaven that I received these when they asked him for his hands. And for the sake of his laws, I disdained them. From him, I hope to receive them again. You can take these hands now. But when I die and I awake again, I will have better hands. So, you can take it. And the last one, the fourth one said, it is my choice to die at the hands of men with the hope God gives of being raised up by him. But for you, there'll be no resurrection of life. So these are the four. Of course, we don't hear about the other three. But in the same vein, they also refused to obey the law. They also defied the king. Why? Because of their belief in the resurrection. You can take this body. You can do what you want with it. But I know that in the end I will be victorious because I will wear a martyr's crown and my God will raise me up. And when I awake, I shall be filled with the sight of God's glory. Is that something to look forward to? Is that something worth living for? Is that something you can say, I will put everything else aside as long as I can have that? You can take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Amen. And once I have Jesus, doesn't matter. I know I have everything. Amen. Or will I say, Ki Jesus, sir? Kaso bamo lasha motan, se kulaut kini mole kulaut, mawi bamoi. Ki Jesus, sir? Masa ulaut tape moto kasa ano mayi bel bamoi. Masa ki munu trepui me bamoi. In other words, we can actually sell our very souls for this present age without any thought that the day will come when we'll have to give an account, as opposed to having enough faith to say, you can take it if you want, I don't care, but I will serve my God. And I will serve my God to the end. You can keep your money. It reminds me of a very old calypso. I think it was Calypso Rose. You can keep your money, I will keep my honey, and die with my dignity. Remember that? An old one. But it said something about a person who has a certain strength of character and says, I don't care what you say, but I know who I am. And I am God's child. And I believe in that. So keep everything you want to give me. I don't need it. I'd rather die with my dignity. And when I awake, I will see the glory of God. When you awake, where will you be? That is, if you awake at all. When you awake, where will you be? What glory you'll see? You had all your glory here on earth. And that brings me then, my dear friends, very quickly, to the last part. What does all of that have to do with you and me here in Dublin, in Collihoe, in Dominica, here in 2019? What does all that talk have to do with us who say we are Catholic, which we are, and Christian, which we are? Well, the first thing, my dear friends, is to ask a question. If, God forbid, that Christianity or the Catholic faith would be outlawed in this our beautiful land one day, as I say, God forbid, I hope it never happens. But let us say if. What if? What if Christianity were to be outlawed in this land? Would we have the courage to stand our ground against whatever false teaching? Would you have the courage? Don't answer, you know, because the fire haven't light yet. When the fire light and they say, put your foot in it, that's when you have to decide. Don't say anything yet. Just think about it. If indeed it were to be a crime to be a Catholic in Dominica, God forbid, I hope it never happens. But you never know. You never know. If that day were to come, would you want to fit in with the rest? Or would you want to say, no, I still believe in my Jesus Christ. Do whatever you want. My dear friends, even today, Christians are being persecuted by Muslim fanatics. Churches, Catholic churches are being burnt. And people are being killed right left, just because they profess Jesus Christ as Christian. When you were in that bus and they said, all the Christians stand up, would you stand up? Because you know that if you stood up, they would shoot you. That is the question we're asking ourselves today. How strong is our faith? When Sunday comes, do I say Jesus first? Or do I say politics first? When the rallies come on a Sunday, a lot of our churches are half empty, you know. A lot of our churches are half empty. They rally up to wherever they're going, and Jesus Christ in church waiting for them, and he never see them. These are the choices we have to make today, this very day. Would you have the courage to stand your ground against whatever new philosophy, against whatever new dictates from any dictator? Would you, would we, or would we want to fit in with the rest? Everybody going, boy, I'm not missing, no, I go in too. So if everybody's going to hell, well, you'll go to hell as well. Because as I said, dear friends, even now, the church is being persecuted. I pray that it never happens, this thing about outlawing the Catholic faith, but even now, our people are continuing to be belittled. They criticize us. They say, you're praying to Mary. What is this rosary about? They say, you believe in Trinity. What Trinity is that? We're being maligned everywhere. And I just got some pictures from one of my friends in Chile, in South America, where they have gone into one of the oldest churches, taken out all the pews to make a barricade. They show statues, they carry the statues, throw them on the ground, and burning them. The church is under attack. And the time has come and we have to stand up and say, I believe, and no one is going to make me not believe in what I believe. So, even in the gospel today, Jesus is being made fun of by the Sadducees. They bring up a question, hypothetical question. What if you say you believe in the resurrection? Well, I'll give you an example. This man married a woman. He died, and according to the law, his brother have to marry her to continue the generation. Brother marries her, he died. Next brother, seven brothers, and nothing happened, and then she died. She was a strong woman, eh? Very strong. All of them married. Oh. So what's going to happen now on the resurrection? Whose wife will she be? And Jesus says, but you have no idea what the resurrection is about. Because at the resurrection, we will not be as human as we are. We'll be like angels. There'll be no need to marry. So you're all wrong altogether. My point is, dear friends, even him, they try to sort of make fun of and say, you believe in this stupidness? But I'll give you an example. And of course, he put them right. They make fun of our sacraments. They say, what is this baptism thing? What is this confirmation thing? Confirmation do bongo. How can you go confess your sins to no man? How can you go and confess to your... They make fun of us. And the time has come and we have to stand our ground as much, my dear friends, as the early Christians did. But we now, in 2019, have to say, yes, I believe. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead. And because of that, I will stand my ground against anybody. Let them come if they want, with whatever arguments they have. But I will not fall for that. Because I know my God. And I know I shall be filled with his glory when I awake in the resurrection. The early Christians were not afraid. No pain, no fear, not even death could stop Peter and Paul from doing what they did. Or all the other apostles. Or in the early church, St. Ignatius of Antioch. Or the 12-year-old woman, Agnes. Or the two mothers, Perpetua and Felicity. All the martyrs from the earliest days of the church. Nothing could stop them. Nothing could stop them. Because they believe. I shall be filled when I awake with the sight of your glory, O Lord. And that's what fired their faith. That's what fired every bone in their body to continue believing and continue doing the right thing according to the law of Jesus Christ. What about you? What about me? What about us? What about us? Can we say the same thing? That we do, in fact, look forward. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead. My own resurrection from the dead. And life everlasting. Dear friends, I do. I wouldn't be standing here today if I didn't. And I pray that you do as well. Look forward with all your strength and soul to the resurrection of the dead. And if you do, I say, let's prove it to them. Let's prove to them what our priorities are, that when Sunday comes, no matter what happens Saturday night, we find ourselves here because we believe. Are you with me? Things are going to get hotter, eh? Be prepared. You can try to use every Saturday, every Sunday to do their business. But we who believe have to say, Sunday is for the Lord. Amen. Sunday is for the Lord. And I'm going to make sure that wherever I go Saturday evening, I give my Lord his Sunday. Amen. Prove it to yourself. Choose Christ over and over again.
especially in the face of persecution, especially in the face of ridicule and insult, and even death itself. Amen.